Welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, on this Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024. Definitely feels like fall out there this morning as I am going to go ahead and record this another recap of the men's women's golf team out down there in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Before we get into that, of course, the Purple Project Podcast, your first time listening, Apple, Spotify, get it, wherever you get your podcast there as well. Make sure you do hit that like and subscribe button as well. So this other K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, obviously you've been following along so far this week, men's and women's golf down in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And yesterday, I failed to mention on the podcast yesterday, the K-State women's golf team was third. So I don't know how I missed that, but apparently I did. But yesterday, they fell back two. The team did. The team fell back two spots there, as now they are fifth now, along with K-State actually moved up. They were what, sixth, seventh? Yeah, they were like six. They moved up plus one. The ladies, minus two, back to fifth. So both teams are fifth now, after two rounds of the Blessings Collegiate Invitational down in Fayetteville, Arkansas at Blessings Golf Club there. I'll start with the men. Carded a round of 11 over, par 299. Enters the final round today, 24 over, par 600. Oh my. Leading a pack of four teams, obviously, they are within two strokes of each other. And once again, Colby Valachek leads the Wildcats. Once again, he led them after day one and continues to lead them. Plus six yesterday into a tie for six. One over par 145. Excuse me. He was one of only 12 competitors among the 54-player field to shoot an even par or better during a windy second round, as he came in at even par 72 on the day there as well. Grant Robbins, after day two of the Blessings tournament, quote, "Today was a lot tougher with the wind. It was moving around a lot, which made it difficult choosing the right club at times." Coach Robbins goes on to say, "I thought we hit a lot of quality shots, but the little mistakes here can really cost you. I like the way we are competing. We just have to keep after it and get something going in the final round." We'll get to the Wildcat women in a second. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports on this Wednesday. It is definitely, well, at least today, at least so far, definitely feels like fall. Just getting into October 2nd, 2024. EG3, Eddie Greer third in the building. No football this week. They're on a bye. Next week, a huge showdown with Colorado and Boulder. Meanwhile, as we're getting back to the recap of men's and women's golf for the second time this week, of course, the women's team was up the third after day one, and they lost a couple of spots. The K-State Wildcat women, they're bunched up. They're in the leaderboard. They were 28 over par, 604, just two shots away from fourth place, Louisville. And I'm at to say, looking at these scores here, holy shamoles. This looks like a tough course that these teams, not just K-State, but all the teams are dealing with this tough course, apparently. And it shows in these scores here. K-State still is led, like the man on the other side with Volacek. Carla Bernat still leads the way for the ladies, who remains still in a tie for second place after 36 holes of golf, 3 under. That's probably an impressive score. Saying all that, being a difficult course. Now, obviously, I've never been to Fayetteville, Arkansas in general there, but Carla Bernat, that's impressive. And again, don't need to say any more positive things I've already said, but still, that's pretty damn impressive. 3 under par, 141 following a second round. She was 1 over yesterday for the day, and like her teammate Volachek on the other end, she turned in one of the better scores of the day, as she was only one of seven women to card a 73 or better in the second round. Stuberk, head coach of the women's golf team after day two. Quote, the course ate us up. Quote, we did very few things well, but we are looking to reset and come back stronger tomorrow. We still have a good chance to move up the leaderboard, although we are a little more bunched up with other teams than we previously were. Tomorrow is a new and important day to finish strong, end quote there as well. So both teams looking to wrap up their time down there on that difficult course. On a positive note, Nicholas Mason, 3 over, par 75 yesterday, enters the final round today, 19th place. Ian McCreary also turning a score of 75 as well. He's tied for 35th there. Going to go ahead down the line, JP Roller, 45th place, 14 over there as well. And then flipping over the side of the coin, Lincoln Navarro and junior Noah Van Beek, tied locked up for a 31st place spot. Freshman Nanami Nishima locked up for a 35th place spot. Sophie Burt transferred on this team going into this year. 2K State, 54th place, 28th over par, 172. My goodness. LSU leads the men's standings. Meanwhile, in Arkansas, home team Arkansas leads the ladies on the team side. So, man, it seemed like from day one to day two, at least, the scores got worse. So we'll see what happens today with these teams. Hopefully, they can figure something out a little bit down of that course down there in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the Blaze Blessings Golf Course, the Blessings Collegiate Invitational. How's that hard to say? Apparently it is. So we'll see what happens with the K-State men's team. They're giving their best they can during, apparently, with difficult conditions in the golf course, apparently. So, hey, goes hand in hand. That's what you got to deal with. Then you have to try to deal with the best you can on whatever it is that day. So K-State, both teams overall tied in fifth place going into the final day. Carla Bernat tied for second there. And let me go back to my notes here that I wrote down earlier. Going on the men's side here. Kobe Velichek there. 1 over. And he's still tied for sixth place there, as he looks to finish in the top five. That'll be big for K-State there to end this tournament. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever you get your podcasts. We are free and available daily. We're never just record K-State content. Look for a postcast from volleyball over the weekend coming out tonight. This will go out this morning, just like yesterday, so be on the lookout for that. I did not record a Teardown Tuesday yesterday. I wanted to focus on my other podcast, get that episode out. So shameless plug. I'm going to go ahead and do it anyways. The original EG3 podcast under the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. I decided to record that instead because K-State football does not have a game. I will resume that next week leading up to Colorado. That's going to do it right now on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. EG3, Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on a nice fall morning. The Pearl Project Podcast continues. Cats.